Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Wednesday, December 20th, 2023, and this is my pre-market report. Let's start off with this. How many of you recall just freaking yesterday, we were talking about an 8 handle on the 10-year yield? Well, we're there right now. The 10-year yield is sitting at 3.88 as I am doing this lovely video blog, and we are going lower. There is so much going on here right now with the threat of war, more war, expanding war, hyper-ballooning debt, and things that we can't even believe. You have to understand what's going on. Look, we understand, at least you should at this point, the central banks, none more so than the Fed, is setting up and is in the middle of, or maybe even the early stages of, an absolute wipeout of the current financial system. They're dismantling it piece by piece, and war seems to be the theme that we're going to see a lot more of moving into 2024. That mechanism alone, without the Federal Reserve even raising a finger to intervene in the debt market, is going to cause cash to make its way into the debt market and push yields down. This is what the Federal Reserve is determined to pull off here. Again, it's astonishing to see the pieces falling together, as you and I have spoken about for I don't know how freaking long. But this mechanism is going to cause bond yields around the world to drop further. And the further that bond yields fall, the wider the doorway is going to open for cash to make its way into risk assets or the stock market. Do you understand the game? This is a game. And the Federal Reserve, central banks around the world are the puppet masters. They're pulling the strings across the board. And they're the ones that are leading the world into a whole new, with a whole new set of rules. You know this, a whole new paradigm. And it's going to be dramatic moving forward. A lot more suffering, death, pain, and a lot more war. And that's the mechanism they are utilizing. The mechanism of a war to drive more cash, or the promise of war, into the debt market. Let me explain this to you in case you don't know. This market is clearly anticipating a lot more war. That's a lot of the reason why we're seeing yields drop. Look, the Federal Reserve hasn't done anything right now. As we all know, since the last meeting, where it opened its pie hole and spewed out a whole bunch of freaking disgusting lies to all of us, which, of course, there's no accountability anyway. You know, the economy is strong, we're doing great, blah, blah, blah. Nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, just even today, the economic news, the bad economic news doesn't stop. Mortgage demand falls even more, despite dropping rates. This is Bloomberg. I think this is off of Bloomberg. And then you got, people keep to hit. U.S. citizens continue to take on even more debt despite the fact that defaults continue to rise across the board. It's not going to stop. It's not going to stop. The pressure on the economy, on the world economy, on the people of the world is going to get much greater moving into 2024. But that's going to, all it's going to do, as you well know, is propel the stock market higher. It's an incredible situation here. But that's what we have. And then, of course, when the Federal Reserve actually does start cutting rates, how do they do that? Let's see. How does the Federal Reserve suppress rates? They have to get into the market and buy people. They can't just say it doesn't happen by decree. You know that. It's amazing to me. Maybe not really. Why is it, in your opinion, for example, that, you know, you turn on Bloomberg, Fox Business, CNBC, you know, the propaganda ministry out here. And they talk about the Federal Reserve and central banks here cutting rates and, you know, causing rates to fall. But they don't talk about the mechanism behind it. They just say it's going to happen. Like for example, these entities, things that dwell within the halls of central banks around the world have some type of godlike power. Nothing could be farther from the truth here. They are godlike power. They're subhuman, these things here. Okay, but they control us all. Do you realize that? that it's central banks who you and I have to bow down to and deal with whatever situation they want to throw at us, including expanding war. It's central banks who control everything. Everything is controlled by central banks. That's been their goal since their inception, to run the entire world, and they are running the entire world because they run the economy, the financial markets, the financial system. You know all this already. It's a credible thing. But they dictate our lives to us because we transact in their currency. We don't even own it, people. You know that. It's amazing. But that's the stranglehold that central banks have on all of us. And then they keep us distracted with nonsensical things, things that keep us divided. They got this down to a science. They create hatred and strife between people for any reason they could come up with. Skin color, religion, age, sex. I'm not going to say gender because I hate that stinking word. That's just what they do. It's unbelievable. But that's how they control the people, by a psyop on a scale that is very, very difficult to get your head around. But once you see it all, you can have an epiphany, people. I think most of you are already there. Anyway, so let's look at this market this morning. We have an 8 handle, as you and I predicted would happen. And we're going lower. We're going to get a 7 handle. We're going to get a 6 handle. We're probably going to even get a 5 handle on the 10-year yield, not too far off. And this is going to drive cash right into that stock market because the illusion must be kept real through this presidential selection cycle. You understand? This is not an election cycle. This is a selection cycle. And they get to choose. We don't get to choose nothing, okay? As I've told you a million times, if our votes counted, we wouldn't be allowed to vote. But there are some that believe in that illusion we have a voice, really. We have a voice, honestly. Tell me, how's that working out for you with funding for wars, blank checks for war, murder, destruction? That's what you want? You've been voting for that, right? You have a voice. Oh, you don't? Oh, exactly. Look, this corporate agenda is being fulfilled. We are sitting here, you and me, watching the wipeout of the complete wipeout of the last system here. This debt-based economic model, which is going to get a lot worse moving forward here. The corporate agenda wiping out small businesses, destroying an entire class of people. All the things that you and I have spoken about for years is happening. And we haven't seen anything yet. 2024 is going to be the pinnacle year. It's setting up to be a pinnacle year for the central banks to finish what they started here. It's incredible. It really, really is. So anyway, as I said, on the economic front, mortgage demand continues to fall. Talk to a mortgage broker. How about Chuck Barone? All of you know Chuck Barone, one of my best friends. Go check out Chuck Barone. And he'll tell you what's going on here. And of course, he's going to tell you exactly what I'm saying, honestly. And this situation here, I want to talk about this just a little bit more. All right. You and I, before this happened, from way, way before we started seeing credit defaults across the board. And you know, look, we talked about that yesterday with regard to commercial real estates. But I'm talking about the individual person out here, how this would play out. Prior members of the middle class trying to maintain the illusion. It's all an illusion. Everything's an illusion, all right, of a middle class existence. They're borrowing and borrowing and then defaulting, assuring themselves, you know, a front row seat on the freight train into financial obscurity. That's what they're doing. This is being set up deliberately as well. And I hope you are not falling through the trapdoors. People, trapdoors are everywhere. And it's very simple for people to fall through these trapdoors, because that's how it's minefields. It's a mine. People are walking through a minefield. And as long as you stay dumbed down and let them control you, you're fine. All right. But if you're someone like you and me out here, you know, it's kind of easy to sidestep those landmines, but sometimes people fall through them. But if you have the right perspective on what's going on, I think you can climb out of those holes. Don't fall for their nonsense. Don't fall for their propaganda. Because I can promise you, as I said this year, if you go back to the videos I did at the end of last year saying what this year would be like, I said one of the main themes is going to be increasing propaganda as they're building up towards where they're going right now. And it's pretty clear as to what's happening. And I think all of you out here who follow this blog have a very, very, very acute perspective on all of this. And that gives us such an edge, such a freaking edge here. Anyway, all right, people, that's kind of it. I covered a lot of stuff here for you. I want to hear from you. Please comment. Let me know what you think about the stuff that we've discussed here. This is a family as far as I'm concerned. We got each other's backs always, always. I'll never let you down, and none of you never let me down either. You know, we got to band together as we always do. This is how we win, by not allowing them to dictate our lives to us, to tell us who we need to love, who we need to hate, what we need to do. It's an incredible thing. Really, it really is. It's mind control on a scale that I think that is going to get a lot worse. That's the truth, all right? Love you a lot, people. I'll see you later. Keep your eye on that 10-year yield. Now we have an 8 handle. Imagine my shock. Imagine your shock. You knew this was coming because we called it right here on this blog before it happened. Anyway, all right. I'll see you later, 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For the live stream, please have some questions ready for me. We'll cover them, and I'll see you later.